And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be sunny today with a high around 60. There is a frost advisory that remains in effect for the far west and southwest Iowa counties, including Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. In the news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County reported an arrest and a citation overnight and early this morning. A traffic stop in Red Oak at around 1:42 a.m. today resulted in a citation for 35-year-old Benjamin Robert Murphy of Bedford. Authorities say Murphy was a passenger in a vehicle pulled over for an equipment violation in Red Oak. He was cited by Red Oak police for possessing an open container of alcohol and released. And at around 9:10 last night, a Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy arrested Jason Leon Latham of Grant. Latham was taken into custody on a valid Nottoway County, Missouri warrant for failure to appear on charges of possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center pending extradition to Missouri. Authorities in Montgomery County say no injuries were reported following a rollover accident Thursday afternoon near Red Oak. The Sheriff's Department says William Linfer of Shenandoah was driving a car northbound on Evergreen Avenue when the vehicle went out of control on the loose gravel and entered a ditch before rolling over. The accident happened just after 4 p.m. There were no citations issued. Damage amounted to $8,000. Two Atlantic men were arrested Wednesday on Cass County warrants for failure to appear at their respective child support contempt hearings. Atlantic police report 51-year-old Larry Will and 54-year-old Trent Schroeder were booked into the Cass County jail. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports his officers have arrested two people on drug charges. On Wednesday, 40-year-old Victor Bruce Ingram of Shenandoah was arrested for felony delivery of methamphetamine and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. And last Friday, Clarinda Police arrested 37-year-old Jason Charles Allison of Clarinda on similar charges. Brothers said the incidents are not related. Both Allison and Ingram were transported to the Page County Jail at the time of their arrests and booked in pending review of the cases by the Page County Attorney's Office regarding the filing of formal charges. An equipment violation that caught the eye of a Page County Sheriff's deputy resulted in an arrest Wednesday. The Sheriff's Office reports a deputy pulled over a pickup truck at around 7:20 p.m. near 310th and E Avenue near Northboro. During the traffic stop, it was discovered that the driver, 25-year-old Robert Andrew Hall of Rural Coin, was driving under suspension. Hall was taken into custody and brought to the Page County Jail. He later posted bond and was released. And a traffic stop Wednesday night in Taylor County resulted in the arrest of two Union County residents, according to Lenox Police. 25-year-old Colleen Denton and a passenger in her car, 25-year-old Benjamin Hoffman, both of whom are from Creston, were taken into custody on separate charges. Denton was arrested for failure to hold a valid driver's license. In addition, she was wanted on warrants out of Union County for failure to appear on original charges of theft and assault. Denton was released to authorities in Union County. Hoffman was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia after a drug pipe was located under the passenger seat of the car. He was subsequently released on a citation. The pair were taken into custody after Lenox police investigated a report received at around 8:30 p.m. Wednesday about a vehicle traversing the alleys and a couple of individuals looking into people's windows and around houses. Well, a parade scheduled to take place tomorrow in Council Bluffs will feature several floats and participants, but a local veterans group has pulled out after they were asked not to display a replica of a cell designed to hold prisoners of war. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports members of the local Vietnam Vets of America group will not be participating because parade officials oppose their tiger cage, which the group president said is simply a loose representation of what Vietnam prisoners of war endured. One of the parade's MCs has also threatened to pull out of the parade unless event officials change their minds. An event spokesperson said the parade entry submitted by the veterans group doesn't reflect the theme of the parade, which is CB, Better Together. Celebrate Council Bluffs is a private event organized by a group of local volunteers. It's not affiliated with the city of Council Bluffs and has not been affiliated with Council Bluffs School since 1978. The local veterans group's representation of the tiger cage was constructed out of the same type of bamboo material that held Vietnam-era POWs and features with a captain's flight suit inside representing a soldier. The parade official said the float was detrimental to children and refused its showing during the parade. The same float was in the parade last year, according to a veterans representative, and there were no complaints then. Ben Weiss said he believes only one or two people complained about the float to parade officials who then decided to pull the plug. Parade committee member Lynn Brannigan said the parade committee monitors every float each year to ensure the parade theme is followed. She admitted the float should not have been allowed last year and said the committee reserves the right to accept or deny requests to participate in any of their 10 days of events, including the parade, if the entries don't reflect the theme. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Bertha Johnson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died May the 9th at her daughter's home in Clive. Funeral services for Bertha Johnson will be held today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Daryl Laverne Pedersen, age 98, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Daryl Pedersen will be held today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marlene Shaben Klingenbord, age 76, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial service for Marlene Klingenborg will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Wayne Crandall, Sr., age 78, of Benora, died Thursday at his home. Memorial services for Larry Crandall, Sr. will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Janet Polkinghorn, age 76, of Marnie, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Janet Polkinghorn will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Gregg, age 73, of Linden, died December 19th at the Benora Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Robert Gregg will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the West Lynn Cemetery in rural Linden. The Twig Funeral Home in Benora is in charge of the arrangements. Helen Rechtenbaugh, age 88, of Des Moines and formerly of Fontenelle, died December 23rd. Graveside services for Helen Rechtenbaugh will be Monday at 1 o'clock in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. And Ralph Doonan, age 84, formerly of the Audubon and Elkhorn areas, died May the 5th in Minnesota. Services for Ralph Doonan will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. There's more online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting.